Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Well, the improbable has turned to possible for the Pittsburgh Penguins in the last 2 weeks. I didn't see it coming, and I would assume that 90% of you didn't see this coming either. If you look at where they were 2 weeks ago, the Penguins sat 9 points out of a playoff spot and 11 points out of third place in the Metropolitan Division. And that was following another third period collapse, something that has plagued this Penguins team over the last year and a half. They were up 4-0 on the Colorado Avalanche on the road, and they end up losing 5-4 in overtime. And it felt like the same old Penguins of the last couple of seasons. But instead, from that point on, the Penguins are on a 6-0-1 heater, their only loss coming in overtime to the Columbus Blue Jackets on the road last weekend. They've won 4 games against teams that were currently sitting in the playoffs when they went up against them. The one team that has fallen out since then is the Washington Capitals, and they've won 4 games on the road. And now, out of nowhere seemingly, the Penguins control their own destiny. Their fate, their playoff fate, is in their own hands. If the Penguins win out, 5 games remain between now and next Wednesday when the Penguins take on the New York Islanders in the final game of the regular season. But if they win out those 5 games, they are guaranteed a playoff spot. Now, there are other scenarios in which they can make the playoffs, and listen, there are crazy scenarios in which the Penguins can still make the playoffs at this point. They're sitting in a fairly decent position. Obviously, anybody at this point in the game, at this point in the season, would like to be sitting in a playoff spot. But where they currently sit compared to where they sat 2 weeks ago is miles. And when I say miles, I mean a marathon of miles better than where they were 2 weeks ago. Not only are they guaranteed a spot, though, if they win out, they're guaranteed to finish third in the Metropolitan Division, meaning they get to avoid, in the first round, one of the two division champions, whether that be the New York Rangers, who look to be the leader in the clubhouse in the Metro, or the Boston Bruins, who look to be the leader in the clubhouse in the Atlantic. To avoid them in the first round is nice, but also, compared to where they came from, the focus is on getting into the playoffs. And at that point, anything can happen. We can talk about that if and when that comes. But you look at the next couple of weeks, the two biggest games on their schedule, pretty easily laid out for you. Yes, tonight's game is fairly big. It's the Dubas Bowl Part 3, winner takes the season series. Obviously, there's playoff implications for the Penguins. There's home ice implications for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are trying to hunt down the Florida Panthers for second in the Atlantic. But as far as the grand scheme of things, while it is a big game tonight, there's two bigger games on the schedule. This Thursday, Penguins host the Detroit Red Wings, and like I mentioned earlier, Wednesday, April 17th, the last game of the season, could be for a playoff spot. The Penguins are hoping that it's probably a little bit less dramatic than that. Maybe it's winner takes the third spot in the Metro, where the stakes are high, but they're not as high as win or go home. But at the end of the day, that's going to be a massive game no matter what. I highly doubt that it's going to be all said and done and everybody's in their playoff positioning by next Wednesday. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen based on what we've seen and the craziness and the hecticness that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. But while all this is happening, I have seen out there two sides to this story. One side being the Penguins are incredible. They're all the way back. They deserve it. They've hunted everybody down. And I've seen the other one a little bit more often. The Penguins got lucky. The Penguins wouldn't be in this position if not for everybody else. And that's the only reason they're in this position. And really, my response to that is, it's both. And I'm not sure why everybody thinks these two are mutually exclusive. Yes, the rest of the field had plenty of opportunity to bury the Penguins. The Penguins were burying themselves at certain points throughout the season, but nobody could put that final nail in the coffin. There was always that 1% chance because nobody could take the wild card position and run away with it. The Lightning ran away with wild card 1, but wild card 2 and Metropolitan Division 3 have just been open. Nobody has grabbed them. Nobody has taken charge on either of those races. And it took long enough that the Penguins figured things out on a very, very difficult stretch. So I don't take anything away from the Penguins. Do I understand that it helps that the rest of the field has struggled? It helps that the Red Wings went on, what was it, a 10, 11 game losing streak? It helps that the Flyers can't seem to put it together late in the season and their relative inexperience is starting to cost them. It helps that the Caps and the Isles have both been volatile throughout the entire process. Yes, it helps 100%. But you cannot take away the fact that the Penguins are 6-0-2 in their last 8 games. And those games include some very difficult tasks and some very impressive victories. Beating the Hurricanes 4-1. That road trip that we saw last week, which was ridiculous. Wins over the Rangers on the road, over the Devils on the road, over the Capitals on the road, and then capping that week off with a win over the Tampa Bay Lightning at home, where it felt like their old demons might creep up. Lead turned into a tie late in the third period. But this Penguins team showed what they haven't showed a lot throughout the last couple of years. The resiliency. They've been a resilient group over the last 2 weeks. And it took a perfect storm for them to get here.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Half of that storm is beyond their control, is what's happened in Detroit. It's what's happened in Philly, like I mentioned, down the line there. But the perfect storm also had to happen within the building. Alex Nedeljkovic had to take over the crease and do everything he's doing right now, which is ridiculous. And he's not perfect. You look on Saturday, and while a lot of those goals I don't put on him nonetheless, he makes the save. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic on Twitter says, the one thing Alex Nedeljkovic has done in almost every one of these massive wins is make the save at the moment. He's 100% correct. That's what Nedeljkovic has done. That's been the big knock on Tristan Jarry. Nedeljkovic has been able to find that, and it's backstopped him and the Penguins to this run. But it's not just Alex Nedeljkovic. It's Sidney Crosby going God mode. And that's going to be the headline. That's going to be the Hart Trophy headline right there, is Sidney Crosby goes God mode to get the Penguins on a historic run back into a playoff race. Not into a playoff spot, although they did sit in one for the first time since November over the weekend. They've been kicked out since, but gets them back into the playoff race. Other storylines? Evgeny Malkin's resurgence. Family comes to town. He turns into 2009 Conn Smythe Evgeny Malkin. Maybe that's a little bit far, but he has been excellent. And his best game is one where he didn't even score a goal. Yeah, he had a great game on Saturday against Tampa. Yeah, he had a great game a couple weeks back against Columbus. But if you watch his performance against the Washington Capitals, that was his best performance of this run. He's had a great run here. His resurgence has been needed, and just another element in that perfect storm that's put the Penguins where they're at. Not to mention, there's another star that has hit another level, a higher level. It's Erik Karlsson. Some people might not want to hear it. Some people are going to get in the comments and say he sucks anyway. Erik Karlsson's played some fine hockey over the last couple of weeks, especially last week on the road trip and on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Lightning. 3-assist performance against Tampa Bay, but you already knew that by looking at the score sheet. What he's doing that I haven't seen him do all season, he's playing feisty. He's playing physical. He's not going to knock anybody out. He's not going to make the Edgar Snyder and Associates head of the game. He's not going to do any of that. But he's playing physical. He's battling more than I think we've seen him battle in a Penguins uniform. And Mike Sullivan has said it a couple of times throughout the season. There's a higher level to Erik's game that they're just trying to unlock. This is what it is. This is exactly what it is. The offensive production. The small little plays that he makes that you are starting to see get highlighted by the broadcasts. The pass that he had to Emil Bemström on Saturday is a pass that 80% of hockey players in the National Hockey League couldn't dream of making in 50 attempts. He makes that pass tape to tape, basically a Larry Murphy dump out to Emil Bemström. He's hit that higher level. And it's another major factor in this perfect storm. And the last one, and this is one that might not hit you right on the head, the emergence of a younger supporting staff. No, they don't have to score every game. But what they're doing is maintaining momentum, putting together good shifts, chipping in at these little moments. It all adds up to the Penguins being 6-0-2 and holding the fate of their season in the palm of their hands again. That's all you can ask for at this point of the season. Considering where they were at through the first 68 games, the fact that at this point in time, with 5 games remaining, that they hold their own destiny in their hands for not just a playoff spot, but an elevated playoff spot in the top 3 in the Metropolitan Division, it's hard to ask for more considering what they've gone through throughout this season, the performances they've had throughout this season. It's intriguing. It's interesting. We're in for a wild final 2 weeks. And oh yeah, it would be NHL history. We've said that a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. This Penguins team seemingly likes to etch their name in the NHL history books, despite not being a world beater all season long. But a playoff berth would make NHL history. And I have it right here from NHL Public Relations. It says it would mark the largest deficit, 9 points, that a team has ever overcome within its final 11 contests to qualify for the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you're not getting excited right now, I'll reference it from, you know, legendary. I don't know if we can call it legendary. One of my favorites of all time, Phil Bourque. If you're not excited right now, you need to check your pulse. The Penguins are an exciting team. They're in an exciting position, and there's some exciting hockey to be played over the final 2 weeks. And while, yes, they hold their own fate in their hands, there are a lot of games between these teams. Red Wings, Capitals play tomorrow. You got the Islanders playing a couple of these other teams. The Flyers are playing against a couple of these other teams. There are a lot of matchups in this wild card Metro 3 race that are going to go down in the next 2 weeks. The big ones for the Penguins: versus Red Wings on Thursday, at Islanders next Wednesday to close out the season. It's going to be crazy. And from there, if they make it, it's anybody's game. We saw last year with the Panthers. We saw a couple years ago with the St. Louis Blues, who were historically bad and then historically good, and then they go on a run to the Stanley Cup. A team that enters the playoffs with momentum is a team to be feared. Penguins are a team with momentum, but again, a lot can change in 2 weeks. Just look at the past 2 weeks. The Penguins went from 9 points out to holding their own destiny. So what happens in the next 2 weeks should be fun to watch, should be interesting to watch, and if the Penguins can keep this perfect storm together, they're going to make history, and there's going to be playoff hockey once again in southwestern Pennsylvania. That's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.